This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And to begin, as you've no doubt learned, the Pentagon was rocked today by this unexpected revelation.
And as the president noted, I have today submitted my resignation as Secretary of Defense. It's been the greatest privilege of my life, the greatest privilege of my life to lead, and most important, to serve with the men and women of the Defense Department and support their families. I am immensely proud of what we've accomplished during this time.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's resignation is apparently the culmination of a series of soul-searching discussions that began weeks ago, reportedly, with the president. Is the Pentagon simply moving in a different direction now than was the mission when Hagel was nominated? Or is this, in a way, a political casualty of the military rise of ISIS in Iraq? More on that in a moment. Also, we can blame it on Canada. As far as the Keystone XL pipeline is concerned, it's Canada's oil that's being extracted to go in that pipeline. We'll hear from Canada's ambassador to the U.S. He's a Keystone booster and calls himself an environmentalist at the same time. Also, it's no deal in Vienna on the Iranian nuclear program. And of course, we'll have some talk about Thanksgiving as the feast fast approacheth. But first, to the big news of the day, Chuck Hagel out. And of course, the president made a point to say that despite the shakeup, there is nothing wrong with this country's defenses.
Today, the United States of America can proudly claim the strongest military the world has ever known. That's the result of the investments made over many decades, the blood and treasure and sacrifices of generations. It's the result of the character and wisdom of those who lead them as well, including a young Army sergeant in Vietnam who rose to serve as our nation's 24th Secretary of Defense. So on behalf of the grateful nation, thank you, Chuck.
Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So I've been looking at reports here. How did Chuck Hagel seem to slip into the shadows over the last few weeks while some of us weren't watching?
Well, in fact, he didn't slip into the shadows. Chuck Hagel gave a lengthy interview to Charlie Rose just before the weekend, where he talked about Ukraine and ISIS and Pentagon policy and hotspots around the world. So if Chuck Hagel knew at that time he was leaving, he certainly didn't let on to the press.
Wow. So is this fall guy politics on the part of President Obama, who's received a lot of criticism about the military's response to ISIS, the situation in Afghanistan, and of course, even the military response to Ebola?
Well, the White House says no, of course. Let's give credit to the New York Times, who got the scoop on this story. And the Times reporting from the White House, from the senior administration officials who no doubt leaked this news, said that, look, Hagel was brought on to do a couple of specific things. He was brought on to manage the withdrawal from Afghanistan and to manage drawdown in Pentagon funds, budget cutting and reordering of priorities at the Pentagon. He was never brought on to manage a new war, a new confrontation, or something like Ebola. So different skill set. He was great at what he did. And now, because of the rise of ISIS and the confrontation in Iraq and Syria and in Ukraine and Ebola, we need to go in another direction. And Hagel agrees with that. That's the White House line.
And that's completely absurd. I mean, that's like saying Ban Ki-moon is getting fired because he was brought on to deal with Liechtenstein. And suddenly there's a whole bunch of other things to deal with.
There's a certain amount of Washington courtesy that is standard to the culture. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are Republican senators saying about this? Because now we've got a whole other confirmation hearing to go through here with a different Congress completely.
So it was fascinating. Just a couple of minutes after the news broke, Senator John McCain, who's the incoming chairman of the Armed Services Committee, went on AM radio back home in Phoenix in Arizona, where he's from. Of course, he was asked about this off the top, and McCain said that the idea that Chuck Hagel wasn't up to the job is nonsense. Chuck Hagel was completely up to the job. The White House never let him in that inner circle that manages things. Now, you have to take that statement with another piece of knowledge, which is John McCain voted against Chuck Hagel.
I love that.
His conference in February of 2013. I looked it up. He did vote against him, but said Hagel was completely up to the job. And he said that Hagel was in, he said, quote, in my office last week, and that Hagel himself was very frustrated because there is no strategy for confronting Putin in Ukraine. There is no good strategy against ISIS. These were all things that John McCain was saying about Chuck Hagel, that he had essentially been sidelined by a White House that doesn't have a strategy. Now, this, to be fair, is standard McCain criticism of the White House. He's now applying it to Hagel as well.
Any shortlist emerging there in Washington?
Yes, indeed. And a couple of the names won't be a surprise. Michelle Flournoy, who has served a couple of times, was Undersecretary of Defense under President Obama, widely respected and was really considered the second choice the first time Hagel got this job after Leon Panetta lost. So Michelle Flournoy is definitely at the top of the shortlist. Ash Carter is another name people will have heard floated for Secretary of Defense. He's a former Deputy Secretary of Defense, a real money manager, Chief Operating Officer, has held a number of two and three positions in the Pentagon. And then Jack Reed, the senator, who with the exit of Senator Carl Levin, because he's retiring, is about to become the senior Republican on the Armed Services Committee, widely respected by both parties, probably one of the few Democrats who could probably be confirmed by a new Republican Senate and an Armed Services Committee led by John McCain. I should add another thing that McCain said, which is important, John, when he was on the radio just earlier today. McCain did say that Republicans would be using the nomination of a new Secretary of Defense to get some focus on an ISIS strategy, to demand a unified ISIS strategy in Iraq and Syria, and a Ukraine strategy from the White House.
Although there's a big risk there. I mean, if the White House positions this as a management question, that's one thing. But if it positions a nominee as the ISIS killer and the Putin stopper, if it doesn't work out, it's going to look pretty bad.
Well, that's true. I mean, Hagel's nomination has not worked out, and I guess people can draw their own conclusions whether it was his own leadership or his bosses in the White House who have bungled some of the responses to Ebola, have had a slow start with ISIS for sure, and have been on their watch while Putin has made gains in Ukraine.
Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
You bet, John.